So Gemara says, but it says our kol soimchin echon hanoshim viechon hanoshim. So that's like our Mishnah, kol shoychetim. Doesn't say our kol chayom b'smicha. So our kol soimchin, however we understand our kol soimchin, there should either be a raya as to how we're going to understand our kol shoychetim. Hachanami de lav lechachila. Could it be that smich is not lechachila voksev v'samach yodoy v'nirtza? So the our Gemara is quoting the Gemara that says that the source, the Gemara in Zvachim Bavim and Aleph, that the source for smicha is v'samach yodoy v'nirtza. In other words, that one gets kapara. So since smicha is essential to kapara, it has to be lechachila. First, it's not going to bring a korban and not do that which is essential for kapara. The Gemara says, "In that's correct." Iko akol lechanchila, viko akol de yavad, ela akol d'ocha mimayd lechanchila hu detik shelacha. So Gemara says, let's put this to rest. That akol can sometimes be, even akol chayyav is always lechanchila. Hakol soichatin, akol marichin, akol nerochin, so that akol meimirin, that it depends on the context. What is the context of smicha? So the Gemara says, so let's just take a few minutes to understand the din of smicha. Smicha legabi korban. So the Gemara in Zvachim says that smicha legabi korban, the Gemara in Yuma, sorry, lamed vav is soimich v'chol gufoy. That the korban, the animal, is brought into the azara, the owner of the animal then leans down on the head and it presses down b'chol koichai. He supports himself b'chol koichai on the head of the animal, and then the Gemara says, and the Gemara says in Yuma that, and then he says it's vidoy. If it's a korban chatos, he's misvad on the chatos, and if it's a korban shala, a korban oila, he's misvad. Then he is misvad on the asay korban oshem, and one of the chatois for which he's bringing oshem. That's when he says the vidoy. So Gemara says, V'somach yodoy, it's a hemshech of a pasuk. It says, V'somach yodoy al roisha oila, V'nirtza loy lechaper olav. Sounds like that the smicha is required for kapara. While I'm doing the smich, I do the vidoy. But it sounds like the smich itself. So Gemara says that there's another pasuk that says that it's the hazoas hadam which is bringing kapara. Gemara and Zvachim Bomeral, a very interesting lashon there. Gemara says that it says later on in Vayikra in Perek Yud Zayin ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. So Gemara says if that's the case, the kapara comes from the zirikas adam. It doesn't come from the smicha. So Gemara says that shim osa l'smicha shiyari mitzvah malelo kosov ki ilu ki benefesh habosav v'domhi v'ani nesati v'lechem ala mizbeach l'chaper al nafshei seichem ki hadom hu benefesh echaper. So the Gemara says, so you can't have it both ways. Is it the smicha or is it the hazoas hadom? The Gemara says that im also the smicha shiyari mitzvah mal of a cause of ilu lechiper vechiper. Gemara says the emes is that the hazos dom is the mechaper. But if a person brings a korban without doing smicha, in other words, a person makes is mezalzel in the smicha and makes the smicha as if it's not essential. So malal kosov ki ilu loy chiper vechiper. What does that mean? Loy chiper vechiper. So the Gemara at the end of the sugya says that it's Laikiper Klape Shemayim. Bein Nitin Mitchell Lay Nitin Keeper. Shiori Mitzvah. If a person made it into Shiori Mitzvah, so the halacha is that the korban is mechaper with azaz damim. Umalin alav akosav ki'ilu lechiper. What does that mean? He says, you don't have to bring another korban. That's what we said, keeper. But lechiper klape shmaya. He got kapar, but he didn't get kapar klape shmaya. So Rashi explains that not getting kapar klape shmaya means Lenachas ruach lekoinoi, to leomid mitzvah namuvcher. There are different madrigas in getting kapara. There are different lachayra. There are different madrigas in tshuva. A basic tshuva is hakoras achet, charota, and kavoli yoselavoi. That's your basic tshuva. Ram hilchas tshuva aleph base. What happens when one does smicha? So I would suggest that the Ramban says that b'shas smicha is when a person has a mahalach machshava, a person has a thought process. That's when he says that this korban is b'mkoyim the person. That the person says ein of tachas einay, ozni tachas ozni. So it's a different level of the tshuva. There the hevirei tshuva are that by not doing mitzvahs or by doing averas, so we have forfeited our tachlis in this world. And really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a big chesed by saying, I'll take the korban instead. So the mahalach machshava is a much more profound mahalach machshava. So you see from this Gemara, there are different levels of tshuva. There's tshuva, the avera is mechuper. The avera is done, it won't be counted in the list of the mitzvahs. And the Yom Adin. Got kapara. But if I was mezalzel in the smicha, if I said, who needs smicha? I'm going to do atzah sadam. I'll do my basic. Korban, goal is get kapara, weiter. Next. Why should I do anything? Why should to no frills korban? Why should I do anything else? I want my kapara. Got my kapara. So the Torah is mechadesh. There's another level of kapara, and that is lenachas ruach lekoinai. In other words, there's a tshuva min amuvcha, and that is when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper, possibly. I don't know if what I'm saying is correct, but possibly you see this in the first chaydish elul. Rashi says in Parshas Ekev, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechaper klal Yisroel v'cheder egel on the last day of Chodesh Av, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, come up one more time Chodesh Elul, so I'll be mechaper you b'simcha. So there's a begrudging kapara, all right? Yacharata, you don't do it again. Good, you messed up, and you walked it back. But then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, but then this. It's possible to get kapara not in a begrudgment, but kapara b'simcha. That's why Chodesh Elul, and that's why Yom Kippur, Rashi says, was established as, Kodesh Baruch Hu established as the Yom Kapara, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to shoot for kapara b'simcha. So l'chari, that's what this Gemara is referring to. They can be kapara b'nachas uruch l'kain. I can actually give nachas. Right? A person admits that he did something wrong, usually he doesn't give nachas. Usually, okay, I'm over it. I won't go back to it. That's usually your squeak by kapara. What do you have to do to get kapara? Good. But then, smicha, if the Gemara's lesson is very interesting, if I don't do my smicha, then I have done my basic no-frills tshuva, and I get my basic no-frills kapara. But if I do smicha, if I take it seriously, then I get an upgraded tshuva, nachas ruach l'kayna. So there's a whole Torah, a whole Torah said tshuva, that the different levels of tshuva, the different levels, you see that from the Ram Hilchos Tshuva also, midarchi ha-tshuva she-yodam, What's pshat? Different levels of doing tshuva. Kapara is kapara is kapara. Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's done, it's done. So what's pshat? Different levels. So the Moriz Megalot was different levels because even after I've gotten kapara, I can have different levels of giving nachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the. So now our Gemara says that if smicha is to get kapara v'samach v'nirtzalai, of course the chachila. It's got to be l'chanchila. How you talking? It would be l'chanchila. So that's our Gemara's kasha. The Tosus points out in Temura that there are two different halachas in smicha. How do we get to that? Because the Tosus points out that when the Gemara says that a goy does not do smicha, so the Gemara is two makaris. The Gemara says one, Yakrivus korbanoi, korbanoi v'le korban akum, and number two, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'le b'nei Yisrael. So Tosfos says, why do I need two sources for smicha? The Tosfos in Temura, that if I wouldn't have two sources, then I would say, v'mtoimel l'may Yisrach korban elochi, ha'naf k'shapi b'nei Yisrael, soimcha, v'nei tu chom soimcha. V'yishloim ad Yisrach. What's Tosfos pointing out? What's the chiddush? Why do I need two makaris? So, in other words, so how would you formulate two halachas and lamdas? Which is correct.
That smicha
has to be done by the Baal,
if it's the
Baal's
Jew.
Yeah.
And that smicha has to be done by the
Baal,
not be done by anyone else.
Okay, good, good, good. So that's, but the emes is, I think, that you can have shliach done by, you're right, the Baal has to do smicha. Shaila is, can I have a shliach do the smicha? So it has to be the Baal himself. So if that's the case, why do I need to have two limudim? Once the goy doesn't do smicha, so we're done. Especially because ain't shlichus l'goy. Right? Which is a little bit different. That means it can be mana goy. But the goy can also not be mana. No? So what's he saying? Ain b'korban b'korban smicha klal. What Yoni's saying is a very good word. That we could have, we could say, but we learn from here that if the smicha is a one-shot deal, Baal, nobody else. But the Lashon of Tosfos, when he says, Ein b'korban oivit kuchom smicha klal, he's saying something a little bit different. No, what's he saying? Go ahead.
So we would have thought that Baal b'kuchom, that he can't do smicha himself, but a client could do smicha, but that we learn from the two sources that there is no, that the idea of I would say probably tshuva, but from the smicha for an obi kochavim there's no idea of that.
You take one step deeper than I would have taken it, but on route, but he says it's correct. Now the Gemara is saying, the Tosfos is saying that if I only had one pasuk, I would learn the din that a goy can't do smicha. Good, but it's a korban. It's an ola. An ola requires smicha. So how can I bring the korban without a smicha? Can I bring an ola without zrika? So the Gemara is saying, in addition to that, the korban is not mechuyev in smicha. Number one, a goy can't do smicha. Number two, the korban shel goy is not mechuyev in smicha. So Chaim took it one step further. It could be that the nachas ruach that tshuva accomplishes, that's not shayach l'gavi a goy. That's a Klal Yisrael idea of nachas ruach. Kapor shayach. It's a big chiddush in itself. The next din of nachas ruach is not shayach. All right, took it one step deeper. But while taking it back to the din, so it means that what the Tosfos is pointing out to us is that a goy is not shayach in smicha. In other words, a goy is not mechuyev in smicha. That a goy can't do smicha. Lach ayra, we would say that if he can't do smicha, it is also to do smicha, because smicha is a shtamshus bekodshim. When you're leaning on an animal, the Gemara discusses in Beya, whether you can do smicha in Yom Tov, because it's shtamshus Vibahema, can't do it in Yom Tov unless you have a special pasuk that you can do it. In addition, if you have no pasuk that says it's mutter, then it should be awesome because you're mishtamish b'kodshim. You can't just lean on kodshim. So the Gemara says, number one, a goy is not mitzuvah in smicha. Number two, the behema shel goy, the korban shel goy, does not require smicha. In lumdus, we would say that the goy is not mitzuvah in smicha, and the korban is mufka from smicha. It's not shayach to have over here. It's not shayach to have smicha. If a person would, when the Baal leans on his korban chatas, so that's not a void of b'kodshim. That's not ishtams b'kodshim, because that's the Torah says. You got to do it. But if somebody else, a non-Baal, would lean on my korban, he'd be oivin ishtams b'kodshim. If a goy would lean on his korban, so not only would that not be smicha, lech oira, it's not shayach to have smicha. Therefore, that means it's a void of b'kodshim. So it's two separate halachis, lech oira, right? Josh, were you going to say before?
It's saying that the chatzu, you might think that the chatzu itself needs smicha.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Zev, go ahead.
Why would an obey kohen be able to do the damage with the question?
That's part of the din. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That there would be a din of smicha of a goy on a korban, then it would not be avoided by kodesh. It would not be ishtam shel kodesh. That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm saying, why would a korban even be in the category of somebody that would be a goy can bring a korban.
Shlomo Melech writes in Melachim, Parakei, Vaisa Mashiach. The goyim will accept korbanis from goyim. So now, once you're accepting, he wants to do a korban oila. Right, he wants from Florida. He wants to avert the hurricane in Florida. So he brings a korban. No, go ahead.
Even though it's not part of the mitzvah, you know, just his chayav
for what. He maybe wants to do a cup. Yeah. I'm not saying you shouldn't be surprised, but that's what the Torah says. That a guy can bring a korban. Again, a parak in Malachim. It's going to be part of the chazoin of Achmas Hayamim, is that goyim are going to recognize the base of mitzvah in place of avodah. Before we received Yerushalayim. So you see from Malki Tzedek that goyim were coming to Yerushalayim. Because Baruch Hu then built on that and said it became the place for Klal Yisrael. But the goyim can bring, for sure.
So therefore, since they can bring, so then they also exempt from some Klal Yisrael involved with that as well?
They would have to abide by any chayvas hachevtza of Hekdesh. Alright. So now let's move over to the din of Noshim. Right? Noshim is a machlekes tanoim. Right? A machlekes tanoim in Chagiga. How do we paskin? So Rambam writes in Maisa Kavanis Gimel in Halacha Beis, Echon Anoshim v'Echon Noshim Mayavodim Meivin Kol HaKorbonos. Akum is only Oilos. Ein Mekamen Ela Oilos Bilvad. But when it comes to Anoshim v'Noshim, Avodim can bring any Korban. Ram discussed what happens if a Goy does want to bring a Shlomim. Alright. Then the Rambam has Ein Seimech in Ela Bazara, Ketzet Seimech, Yedalad, Tazvav Ketzet Misvada, Oilei Sa'akom Ein Meivin Yivam Nesachim, Amo Neskeyem Kirevin Mishal Tzibur, Ve'ein Te'unin Smicha, She'ein smicha elo b'Yisrael ba'anoshim loy ba'anoshim. That's halacha hey. Then halacha ches. Hakol seimchin chutz mecheirish shoyte v'kotten v'eved v'isha v'suma v'nochri. Ve'ein ha'shaliya seimich she'ein smicha elo b'baylim. She'nema v'somach yodoi lo yad ishtoi v'lo yad avdoi v'lo shluchoi. So the Achrayim discuss, I think the Chazon Yecheskel, the Chizkel of Bramsky discusses, why do we have two entries in the Rambam of Noshim not doing smicha? Noshim and Goyim, ein smicha ela b'Yisrael, be'an Noshim, aloi v'Noshim. And then once again, in Halacha Ches, Halkol Seimchen, Chutz, Mecheirish, Shoite, V'Kotan, V'Eved, V'Ishim, V'Sumim, V'Nachri. Ve'en ha'shliach soymech she'nismich ala v'aylam. So the Achrayim say, because there are two aspects to the din of not having smicha. One is that there are certain individuals that can't do smicha. One is the din that it's not mutal ala gavra. And the other din is that it's that the korban is mufka from din of smicha. And a shliach can't even do it for you. It's not shayach. And if one would do smicha of a korban shalisha, a korban shal goy, then that smicha would be also because it's avoided a kachim. So that's why there have to be two halachas. Just like Tosfos says, have to be two makaris. In the din of korban shal akum, the Tosfos and Tumura, so the Rambam and Ma'aser Kavanah, there has to be two separate entries in Rambam. One that an Isha, a Goy, and Isha are not mitzuva. And number two, that the Korban is mufka. Ramban says beferish in Kiddushin. The Flam involved, Ramban has this beferish. That the Korban shul Isha is mufka. Right? This, l'chayra, is the hachra of the machlokes hatanoam and chagiga tezayim and beis. The Gemara and chagiga says, the machlokes. Fascinating Gemara. I mean, there's one part that's fascinating. Gemara and Chagigas has a machlekes hatanoim. The Tanakhama says that Noshim Einan Semchis. And then the Gemara has two tanoim, Rabbi Yosi, and if you know the second one is, that says Noshim, the smicha ban Noshim is Rishus. Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Yosi says that Abba Elazar once brought a korban to the Azara, to the Ezra's Noshim, and the Gemara says that they allowed the women to do a smicha on it. The Gemara says it wasn't a real smicha. They didn't really allow the women to lean on it. They allowed the women to put their hands on top of it. So it's interesting that that's Rabbi Yosi who says that smichas noshim is a rishus. So exactly what that story is very unclear to us. Whether it was a korban that belonged to women, was a korban that didn't belong to women. At the end, they did not allow them to do a real smicha. The Gemara says, so why were they doing a phony smicha? Lastly, is nachas ruach lanoshim. It's a fascinating Gemara. That they allowed to do a phony smicha because this made the women feel good and it made them feel part of the nachas ruach lanoshim. But they didn't allow to do a real smicha. So if you say that it was not a korban that belonged to women, and I think the pashas was a shlomis, we understand it wasn't shaykh to have smicha there anyways. So it wasn't really a raya. If you hold that it was a korban that belonged to women, so then it seems that Rabbi Yosi conceded. Not clear. That story is the machriya or zana machriya, but the machlekes tanoim itself. What's the machlekes tanoim? Tanakama says women cannot bring, cannot do smicha, and Rabbi Yosi says that women can do the trishus. What's the hezra davar? says that in the base, I think. Meisvei Davrel b'nei Yisrael v'samach b'nei Yisrael semchen v'ein b'nei Yisrael semchen. So Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon, thank you, Shimon. B'nei Yisrael semchen yisvei shos. No? How would you form the machlokes? Go ahead, Zev.
That they agree that the korban, it's not mutal al gavra yisvei.
Correct, l'char is pshat, right? L'char, this nekuda is the machlokes. Machlokes Hanoim. When it comes, how, what are we saying? When it comes to a korban shel goy, so there we have two psukim. So Taisa says two psukim. That means that the Torah is teaching us there are two aspects of smicha. One is the chiyav gavra, and one is the chiyav chefza al korban. The gavra of korban shel goy, there's no chiyav gavra, no chiyav chefza. The korban shel goy is mufka from smicha. If a person would do smicha on a korban shel goy, a kohen would do it. It would be avodah b'kodshim. When it comes to the korban shel isha, so less man de poleg that a woman is potter from smicha, is the korban shel isha mufka mismicha. That's the machloikas. Tanakama says it's not shayach to do smicha. And Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say, but the korban is not mufka. The second is not shayach. If a woman would want to do smicha and have the kavana and do the mahalach machshava and read the Ramban, vayikra pregal of posuk tez ein of tachas ein of yosna v'chule v'chule, b'shus. L'chor, it sounds like if a woman wants to go for the higher level kapara, she can go for it. She's not mechuyiv to go for it. Pasha, she'll get it without going for it, because l'chor, why should a woman be denied the nachas ruch liyitzrei? Pashas. It means she's not mechuyevah, she gets it in different ways. But if a woman wants to get the nachas ruch liyotzer by this smicha, no, she'll do it. Comes the Rambam and Paskins like the Tanakama. Comes the Ramban and we pass the Tanakama. We Paskin two sources. We Paskin that the Noshim are in the same reading as the guy. We Paskin against Rabbi Yosi. Ah, there's a story. The story was that the women didn't do smicha. It wasn't b'chol koichai. Okay? So all of this, now how do we read our Gemara? Our Gemara says, hold on, see what it is. Our Gemara says, that's not our Gemara. Last Agamara?
No.
Chulin is not there. Chagiga. Yuma. Chulin, here we go. Agamara says, I call Seimchen. Echor Anoshim, Yechor Anoshim. So Gemara says it must be Lechachila. Right? Because you get Kapora. So it must be lecharchila. So the old Gemaras in the column is one disadvantage of the Oiz V'Hodor is that every so often something that was mamish bolate in the column gets tucked away in our Gois V'Tziyunim. So we have a Gois V'Tziyunim. If not, you have an old Gemara. No? So it says right here on the side. What's that? It has, but you have to read that Gois V'Tziyunim. It loses its excitement. It says, Chipazdu b'chol amekoymois. Somebody, whoever wrote this Gilyan, maybe Rav Shai Bik, I'm not sure. In the Seres HaShas Rav Shai Bik, I'm not sure who wrote this. Chipazdu b'chol amekoymois. V'loy matzino. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger. Is it going to be up here? No, not here. Okay, if you look it up, if you have the... it's not very long. Chipasnu v'chol ha'mekoymos v'loi matzinu kein v'shum mokoym. We haven't found this nusach any place. Makes sense. We learn that noshim are not mitzuva. It's a machlokes with its bichal mufke. But our kol soimchen echad anoshim v'echad noshim, that's going to be very hard to sustain. V'shum mokim v'shas v'adraba ibcha matzinu v'yafil rev yes rev shimon einai eli v'shus. And then whoever did the ois v'hoder added, that's what it has in the old shas on the side, he added va'ayin masnisin dimnocha izim amatina and behedya noshim ismicha u'bishita mekubetzes higia hakol seimchen hachanami, but leaves out echad noshim echad noshim. Like a mistake in the girsa. Chipasti, I looked in many of the achronim. I couldn't find any achron who addresses this horror. I have a fat sefer of achronim. I was very surprised. Even the achronim who mamash make comments in every line didn't address this. It's a pella. But just pointing out, not to get mistaken, if everyone discusses noshim mismicha, don't quote Chulin Beis and Midbeis. It'll take you off track. Chulin Beis and Midbeis is a chapella. Don't know where it comes from. Tzoruch Yin goes Tzoruch Liyashiv. Strange. Hachanami de lav lechadchila v'oksiv v'somach yodi v'nirza. Hakol lechadchila. They call me the Eved. Mamash, a very, very strange entry into the sugya. See, you're going to say before?
Yeah, so based on the focus of the Vita, so according to Yossi, was smicha actually accomplished? Or does that mean that kol is only a din on the gavra and smicha, but not a din on the chepta? I mean, the chepta doesn't mean perceive smicha and kol, because if it's not mofka from smicha, but the gemara doesn't seem to sound like they actually did real smicha. So you said there's two din in the smicha, and one depends on that. The fulfillment of smicha on the chepta was done, but not because it was a sort of gavra, it didn't need to be done in the fullest way.
Correct. In other words, it l'chayra, the way Rabbi Yosi, we don't pass in this way, but the way Rabbi Yosi would say it is like the chachmei Ashkenaz and a seish is man grama for women, right? Woman wants to tkiya shofar, so the chachmei svarad say gralik, let her do the mitzvah. A seish is man grama, not a suris in women. They're not mechuyomis. She wants to say a share. Kedushonim says it's Sivanu, can't say it. She can't say it's Sivanu. Is that correct? Chachmei Ashkenaz says she can say it's Sivanu. She makes a bracha. By Ashkenazim, all Ashkenazios make brachas, and a seish is man grama. Has a shayach. So the Hezbollah and Dover, the Rabbi pointed out many, many times, it means that women are pituros from a seish is man grama, but if they do the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is still an expression of Kedushas Yisrael with respect to them. Right? The Rebbe used to make it the famous Aruf and the Rebbe. An Eved Kenaini is mitzvah b'mitzvahs kenosha. But an Eved Kenaini, even according to Chachmei Ashkenaz, if an Eved Kenaini puts on tefillin, if an Eved Kenaini makes a loop, takes a loop of esrog, they would not say, a male Eved Kenaini would not say a share kishon mitzvahs of tzivonu. Because an Eved Kenaini's kedusha doesn't encompass all mitzvahs. He's mitzvah in all mitzvahs, ki'isha. End the story. He didn't get the full kedusha. He's an Eved Kenaini. If he does a second tefillah, he becomes a Ger Gomer, then he already has all the Kedushas Yisrael. But as Eved Kenaini, he has a Kedusha which looks like the Kedusha of Neshes, but it's not the same Kedusha. What's the Raya? So we used to say, because an Eved Kenaini could not say asher kishon mitzvaisa. Mashenikin, if a woman does an asation on grama, according to Chachmei Ashkenaz, she can say asher kishon mitzvaisa because she has kedusha zrol legabi this mitzvah. It is an expression of her kedusha, but she's not mitzuva to express her kedusha that way. So lechare, this is the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says Rishos. What do you mean Rishos? It's not going to be called an Avoida, but it's not going to be called the Shamash of the Kodshim. L'chayra means it will gain her some level of Kapara. It'll do something for her, L'chayra. Right? It means it is an expression of something she's going on in her Korban. Does that work? What's the suffix? It's good?
Isn't that what Tosfos says? Masos Ruach?
Yeah.
He just brings up that machlokas when you quote the re, the basra.
But that.
But then how there were the other tana.
Right. Only was going. It's not clear. It depends on whether it was a re, and whether if the rishonim seemed to explain that it was not. Maybe the Gemara says it wasn't a real smicha. So that didn't. So that sounds like. Also, if I remember correctly, it was a shlomim. That's why it's this is more requires more iyun. All right, but that's the so that's where our sugya is a little bit of a pella, a big pella. Exactly what it nevertheless, right? So this our sugya quotes. Hakol Soimchin Echon Anosh Mechon Anosh. Now, what's the Hakol coming to be Marvin? This is a very, also a defining halacha. What's the Hakol coming to include? So, Rashi quotes, let's get to the bottom, Cholin. This is a very interesting Minchas Chinuch. Hakol chayoven, hakol soimchen, lisuya yoyresh. Rashi is a very gval gavard over here. Hakol lisuya yoyresh, v'homadai lechanchila ka'omar. The mitzvah rami alei al korche. It's got to be lechanchila. Why it must be lechanchila? And yoyresh is doing it. Father was bringing a korban, he had to do tshuva. He was magdish a korban, and the father was nifter before he could bring the korban. Now the yerush has to bring the korban. The yerush is going to do smicha, right? Why? So he only said before, because the baal does smicha, the yerush is a new baal. How do we know the yerush is a baal? Because the yerush can do tumor also. Only a baal can do tumor. So he's a baal, right? Now it's not like the child, it's not like the kedusha is in the estate, and there's kodshim out there, and there's a chiyuv chal to bring the father's. No, it's kodshim, but now it's the yerush's kodshim, and if he does tuara, he'll be over the din of chal, and since he's the bali the smicha, so what's pshat vadei lechachila kamar? This is not stam rishus. The mitzvah ram yalei al korche. No, he could be medayik two harvests in this Rashi. Rashi is explaining to you, how do I know that a kol is lechanchila? So the simple reading of the Gemara, a kol is lechanchila, because kapara. So if you're not going to get kapara, of course it's lechanchila. Rashi is sharper. Ha kol, the Gemara in Arabic is lesuya yoyresh. So you could argue, first of all, the fact that he's doing an avodah b'kodshim with no kapara for himself. He's not getting kapara. He didn't do a chet. So we would never allow avodah b'kodshim if it wasn't mukhuyiv to do it. He's not getting kapara for it. Lo yitzer is getting kapara. So then you'd say, all right, he wants to get kapara. It's not chachila. He shouldn't have done the chet. I think the Teferes Yaakov says this word. Teferes Yaakov is the Varshav Rav. His name was Yaakov Gezuntheit. He wrote he has several svarim. We have his sefer on Gittin on Chulin, and he's one of the achrayim who writes mamish daf al daf every Rashi every Tosfos. He didn't have a comment on this Gilyan, and that's a shock. He doesn't usually he's marach in every nakuda. But he have it in the fat koyv. It's a very pretty sefer. It's Tiferes Yaakov. We only have it on a few mesechtos. So Tiferes Yaakov says that you could argue that if a person does a chait, he has to do smicha. It's not lachanchila to do smicha. It's a kapara. It's tshuva lachanchila. He shouldn't have done the chait. But the yoyresh, she didn't do a chait. He's not getting kapara. So if the yoyresh is doing it, it's vanil lachanchila. It means it's mechuyach kol simcha. That's part of the avodah shel kodshim. He has to do it. The mitzvah ramyulek, otherwise he wouldn't do it. Al korche. So, the Mechas Chinuch has a famous ha'orah over here, which again becomes a definitive. You have several achrayim had this discussion. The fancy Mechas Chinuch point that out. What's the din of a yoyresh who receives the korban from his mother? The mother is bringing a korban chatas, and the mother is nifteres rachman al islam before she brings the korban. No, what are the two tzadim of the suffix? So why isn't it here? I'm sorry?
It doesn't
have the yosef.
Yeah.
Much shorter than Kuf Tesvav. That's where it's at right here. Okay. Right? Hine nira el shepetur mi smicha. Einan, we don't allow him to do smicha. Darim le sasa davar v'kodshim. Now the coming back to Zev's Ha'ara, so Zev's Ha'ara is deeper than we addressed it before, because if a guy wants to do smicha, would it then be? Because he doesn't have an iser of avoda b'kodesh. That's one discussion. But then he says. L'chora yesh safek. Ha de yoyresh. Soymech. No, what's the safek? If it's yoyresh from the mother, go ahead.
It's on the chafza, then you wouldn't have to do it.
Right? He says, we, according to what we developed, according to the Rambam, Chazon Yecheskel, v'chulei v'chulei, that there are two halachas. So the korban is mufka from smicha. So now, what's the din? I call soymech as a yoresh. What do you learn from the din of yoresh? L'chor yesh sofek. Call the yoresh soymech. Chef shadavka she yoresh korban me oisa shayib and smicha. Koy me ovid. Of yishor yoreshim. Avul me yoresh me ima yishol ha'isa bas smicha. Oy misum ha'kidoyma. If Kena Korban is only as Chayv as Micha Klau, Efshar, then a Yerush Shemech, to Lo Yarvash Zuchus, Shleihoya Eitzel Morvi Shoy. He didn't Yarvash Zuchus Smicha, but then he said that the Pashas of the Loshen is not like that. The Pashas of the Loshen is that a Yerush Shemech. And the Pashas is that the pashtus is that because he's the Baal, he's now the Baal of Korban. So since he became the Baal Korban, this Korban becomes Mechuyev in Smicha. This is what's the din if a woman yarshins a Korban? She can't do Smicha. So that's the so that's the suffix. But the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch is this din that we say that a Yoyresh HaKol Soimchen means a Yoyresh Yarshins the Korban. So does he Yarshin the Korban and he brings the Korban Ki'ilu, it's for the parent? Or it's now his Korban. It's now his Chilas Mutal Alav to bring. So he brings it as if he bring a Korban. So Lachar, he can't say Vidui for his father. He can't say Vidui for his father Chay. He can't do Tshuva if somebody else is Chay. So if you say that, so that's the Sofek of the Minchas Chinas. Sofek of Einar Gemara. HaKol Semchin is a, he yarshins it exactly what is this din of Yerusha? Is it that he becomes the Baal HaKorban and it's like a remake on the Korban and it's all the avodas of the Korban, or he yarshins the Korban commission, he's fulfilling the obligation that his parent had. So his mother had an obligation to bring a Korban without Smicha. So he can't, then he can't do Smicha and be avodah b'kodesh. Good. Let's go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. Amar Rabbam. The Gemara says, "Ela kol mi'mayd lechanchilu de tikshul of dilma di avadu moloi tiksha lach." So maybe I call. The Gemara begins by saying that in Rav Acha merei de Rava asked Rav Ashi, we got a steer in the Mishnah. I call sheichetin is lechanchila ushchitosin ksheiris b'di'evin. So the Gemara says, "I call." Sounds like it's lechanchila. Now the Gemara proved that I call not lechanchila. Ela ana omale. So Rav Ashi responds to Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava. It says ana shchitasan ksheira kashali. It says my question was not from the lashon of Akol. You misunderstood me. My question was from the Akol sheichet is the chadchila, and then when it says ushchitasan ksheira, it's with the evet. So Tosfos points out that from the reading of the sugya, it sounds like it's Stoma de Gemara that asked the kasha. Gemara says, "Akol sheich lechachila, ushchitos nakshero de diavan." So Rav Acha now asks the kasha to Rav Ashi, right? So we, if we don't read the Gemara carefully, it sounds like there was an issue in the Beis Hamedrash, and Rav Acha asks Rav Ashi, "Does this issue really is this really an issue?" Tosfos points out when you read the Gemara carefully, so once the Gemara explains that Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava had a good kasha, Omar Lei Anda. That means Rav Ashi was the one who began the Gemara. So Tosfos says, here's a raya that stumbled the Gemara as Rav Ashi. But please look at the follow the instruction of Yiv Eger, and he sends you to a Rashi in Bava Metziah, which is a very important Rashi in understanding the history of the Pei Vav, Amud Aleph. So that's what Tosfos is pointing out, that here we have a Raya that Rashi was Masader the Gemara. So even though, then he says, but if that's the case, he says, you'll ask me a Gvalding Akasha, then in Gimel Amud Aleph, Abai and Rava are discussing my kasha, they're giving tirutz for my kasha. So how do you understand the history over here? So Rashi says Bakasha, and then we say, this is what a bain rabba metarits to your kasha. This is the aside of how we learn Shas. It says Mikan Raya. Afagav the bain rabba nami osu lishnuye hachkusha. Fame called mu harbe l'Ravashi. Raya is Rava's son who's asking Ravashi. Shemagam b'yemei mekshua kvar. It means that the Gemara is collapsing the Bote Midrashim of hundreds of years. Senachanami the Rav Ashi Rakasha. And then, as Rav Ashi was discussing the Beis HaMedrash Mizgala, it became apparent that this Kasha was discussed before. And the Gemara is presenting the Teirutz of Midrash, that which we take for granted, because it's really Gemara from the sixth grade. So the Taisus was working it out to understand how the Gemara came together. Good. So Gemara says, keep alluding to Gemara. Sir. Anash chitoson kishera kashuli. Minitoni shchitoson kishera. That's the Eved. Mechlal da kolach el chilul. The Idi Ovad Tarte the Ovad Lomali. So it has to be that a call Sheikh Nazarchila Ushitosan Shera the Ovad. That is the Kasha that now will take us through the next three Amudim. Teretz number one is that we're referring to a concept of Chulin Shinasu Al Taras HaKadosh. What's Pshat Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKadosh? And what's Pshat Nechidosh? Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKadosh KeKadosh Dom. Gemara has a discussion of there are dargis of there are levels of suyogim that we make. There's a level of the suyog that you make for Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKadosh. And there's a level of so you make for a chulin that are mamish b'kodesh. So what is the chiddush of chulin shenasu al taris a kodesh ke kodesh domu? Hakol shoichatin means that a tomei b'chulin. Tomei b'chulin my lemeim. Of course, a tomei can shecht chulin. The Gemara says that it's teaching you that there's a special way that a kol shoichatin. We can even find a way for a tomei to shech a korban that's being done al taras hakodesh. What's al taras hakodesh? So Rashi explains the kovel alei lechol b'taras hakodesh. She writes in Lehargil, Atzmoy Metarvas Kodshim. She Mjechal Shlom Emoy Toida, Yeboki Bishmi Rosa. Right? As opposed to the Rambam. What's the Rambam's Pshat? In Al Taras HaKodesh? No? What's the Rambam's Halach Al Taras HaKodesh? What's Pshat? Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. It's in the modern times, it's a phrase. It's often used in discussions about how much of the outside culture we should bring in. But that's a melitza. Here's a din or a fact, right? The kabel alei. What's put the kabel alei? Lechol b'taras kodesh. She writes in argil atzmoi b'taras kodesh. Person lives his whole life, or a tkuf in his life. Magen Avraham quotes that the Shlom says that some used to do this during a Tisha B'Tshuva. She wrote to the Argil Atzmai, because you never know when you can eat a Shlomim. You never know when you have to bring a Korban Toida. So you got to be prepared. You got to be Murgal. What's that got to do with the Yisrael Shemin Tshuva? Why would the Shloss say it's a minute Yisrael Shemin Tshuva? So the Rambam is a different halach. What's the Rambam's halach?
At the very end of Sulei Mugdash.
The very end of Tumas Eichlin. In the last halacha. How many people saw the Rambam? Not yet. Okay. So, what's the lashon? Prepare for tomorrow. Today. Okay. I'll say Neymar. Good. So please have some more Rambam.